I'm Pastor Greg, and I want to welcome you to our very first podcast for our brand new series, That's Not Possible, When God Makes the Impossible Possible. You know, that phrase, that's not possible, or some variation of the phrase, is a phrase we've either spoken or heard. For us, when we encounter something in life that's beyond reason or beyond our means, we have a tendency to say, that's not possible. Maybe it's when the boss gives you a project deadline that seems unreasonable. There are just not enough hours in the day to complete the task on time. Or maybe it's when you felt the prompting of God to give of your time, your talent, or your tithe, or maybe all three, and from your perspective, that can't be done. God's asking you to do something that's impossible. Because we've already determined that it's not possible, and we don't have the resources or the time. We just kind of move on without giving it much thought. We are making decisions based on our knowledge and our resources, and that often causes us to miss out on blessings from God. If we turn the table for a moment and we reverse the roles in the story, everything changes. What if now we're the one asking for something that's impossible? Well, for example, Jeannie and I had decided to make a last-minute trip out of town, and we discovered that the car was in a desperate need of an immediate oil change. It's Thursday afternoon. We're leaving on Friday, and I know the dealership's usually 3 or 4 days behind on oil changes. But I call the dealer anyway, and the conversation begins something like this. John, this is Greg Presley. And I know that I'm about to ask you for something that's completely impossible, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Hey, look, we're getting ready to head out of town, and our car needs an oil change. Is there any way that you could fit me in this afternoon or really early on Friday morning? I fully expected the answer to be an immediate no. But instead, John said, Mr. Presley, we're full, but let me see what I can do. And to my surprise, when he came back on the phone, he said, can you be here first thing on Friday morning? And so when someone makes something impossible happen, we're amazed by that. Well, that's this story. That's the message of this series. It's when God takes things that we conclude are impossible and makes them possible. It's not about oil changes, but it's about when 5,000 hungry people are fed with 5 loaves and 2 fish, or a fisherman catches fish where there were no fish, or when the wind and the waves are miraculously calmed. Compassion is shown to the enemy through the healing of an ear and the power of the gift of salvation. Those are all things that we might consider impossible. But what's truly amazing about this story is that God has extended an opportunity or an invitation for you and I to partner with him in some of these rather amazing events or things. And so as you think through this series, as you work through this series, keep in mind these three things. To have a miracle, you have to have a need. God is looking for people like you and me who will partner with him to accomplish something bigger than ourselves. And remember that with God, all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through God who gives me strength. Hey, tomorrow morning you'll receive my scripture for a Sunday morning sermon that's entitled A Lunchbox Miracle. Be sure to read the scripture and prepare for service on Sunday. Looking forward to seeing you.